Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello says it's unfortunate that Alaska citizens even have to vote on whether to have a coastal management program. He notes that in 2011, 55 of 60 state lawmakers voted for some form of coastal management, but the legislature still failed to reauthorize it.
The legislature, left to its own devices, has had three regular sessions and two special sessions to deal with it, and it's failed to do so.
Botello chairs the Alaska Sea Party, the group responsible for getting Measure 2 on the ballot. He says coastal management is good for the state, good for developers, and most of all, good for local communities.
Our initiative opts for greater community involvement in the formulation of statewide policy.
Like previous versions of the Alaska Coastal Management Program, Measure 2 allows communities to develop local standards for coastal development as long as they conform to statewide regulations. It also restores a coastal policy board appointed by the governor and participation by the State Department of Environmental Conservation in the coastal management review process. Both were features of the Alaska Coastal Management Program prior to changes made by the Murkowski administration. Former DEC commissioner and vote no on two co-chair Kurt Fredrickson says Measure 2 is a major step backwards.
Ballot Measure 2 returns Alaska to a time when there was no agreement on who best represents the interests of state and local communities in resource development decisions. No agreement on how state permits should be coordinated. No agreement on how long it should take to make a coastal permit decision.
Fredrickson says that uncertainty invites legal challenges.
That will frustrate the needs of coastal communities and delay or tie up resource development projects in the courts for years.
The Coastal Management Initiative is the first to fall under a 2010 state law requiring 8 hearings, at least 2 in each judicial district, on citizen-sponsored legislation up to 30 days before Election Day. Thursday's hearing was moderated by Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, whose office oversees state elections. At one point, Treadwell asked Botello, a former state attorney general, whether Measure 2, if it passes, could be amended by the legislature and to what extent.
I'm not trying to be argumentative, but you go through the feature of, say, having a coastal policy board or not having one, because we've had a coastal zone program.
The answer would be the legislature would have the authority to do that.
You believe the legislature could take away the policy board?
The answer is yes.
Okay. The DEC carve-out?
The answer is yes. The legislature has the power to amend at any time.
The hearing also featured public testimony. Mike Satry, executive director of the Council of Alaska Producers, disputed the contention by Measure 2 supporters that the initiative is pro-development.
I think we can all agree that coastal zone management is pro-community. But if this was pro-development, why would the Council of Alaska Producers, the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, the Resource Development Council, the Alaska Miners Association, the Alaska Cruise Association, the Association of General Contractors, and the American, Alaska Forest Association, all oppose it?
But Dave Hanna, owner of Alaska Concrete Casting in Juneau, said Measure 2 would have the most benefit for small businesses and individuals.
For about 32 years now, I've been the lead person on planning, permitting, and developing various small projects in Alaska that went through the Coastal Zone Policy Program. I think I can speak with some authority on how effective a tool it is for development. For a small developer, it's almost imperative.
The state-sponsored hearings may be over, but the debate over Measure 2 will continue for the next month. August 28th is primary election day, and both sides are sure to ramp up their campaigns. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.